Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, a.m. 1120 WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, well, plenty of time after today to talk about last night's debate, and by then we'll get the the results coming up in the primary, but I want to open up here. We've got an extremely busy day. Joining us is Sheila Llewellyn, L-L-E-W-E-L-L-Y-N. The name of her book is Submission is Not a Four-Letter Word, A Real-Life Guide to God's Plan for Women. It's published by Zulon Press, and you can go to X-U-L-O-N, ZulonPress.com, ZulonPublishing.com. Or you can go on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. Sheila, welcome.
Hi, Stu.
Nice to have you with us. When you talk about submission in the book title, you're talking about women, of course. Have women been too submissive through the years, and are we making any progress?
I think we would have to define progress. As far as I'm concerned, the submission in the book, yes, it is for women primarily, but if you stop and think about it, submission by God's design is for all people. The man is in the family is submissive to God, where the woman is submissive to the man because he gets his directives directly from God. Have we made any progress? Well, one reason that I felt that I was being led to write this book is because over the years, there's been a lot of abuse. After World War II, the women were in the workplace, and when the men came home, they wanted their jobs back. And I think as far as the modern world goes, that's when we started our downfall in competitiveness for the jobs and the positions against men. And I think we've just taken it too far. If we can get back to God's plan where women are not necessarily stuck in the home, don't get me wrong on that, because I do believe that women can be submissive in the workplace and still have a good family life. But we don't need to put on our manly outer appearance, run over people. We can still be the God-designed women and be successful in business. The whole idea is that if we get back to God's plan, God's design, then we are free to be women. And I think that's where the wrong submission came in, the wrong idea of submission, where the woman had no say-so in the home, had no say-so in the workplace. And that's what this book helps women to understand. It's okay to follow God's design, be submissive, put your husband up on where he belongs as the spiritual head of your home, and just enjoy the benefits. There are there are so many benefits to being a godly woman. We're released from the pressure of having to make the major decisions, but we're also consulted. If you're in a godly home, the husband and wife communicate, work together to raise the children, to discuss the budget, to they just work together. And this isn't just for married women. This is for single women. They get their direction directly from God. A divorced woman has often been through a really hard time in her life. So she needs that godly direction. Widows, how do you treat widows? Who do they answer to? All of this is in the book.
What does the Bible say in regards to equality of men and women? Do you have an interpretation of that?
When God designed man and woman, excuse me, he designed them after his image. And I go through this quite a bit in the book as far as God designed the, there's a triune being of God. There are three parts. There is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And now, this is all in my mind, but God, the Father, this is the strength of the family. This is the one who leads the family and is ultimately accountable for the actions of the family. God, the Son, is the teacher, the healer, the nurturer. You know, when Jesus walked the earth, he taught, he healed, he walked with the people, he soothed them and calmed them. And then there's the Holy Spirit, and that's kind of a combination of the two, only it is an ongoing, this is what the teaching was, and it's going to keep teaching you all through the life. So when God made man and woman, it took two people to fulfill the attributes of God.
Sheila, I want to ask you, how much of your own personal life experiences went into this book?
Some. I mean, I was raised in a home where the mother was just totally out of control. I mean, she didn't submit to the guidance of our father, and they were constantly in debt, and they ended up being divorced when I was about 12, I guess. Some of my own from that, I kind of learned that being a woman meant I had to be better than a man. I had to do my job better than a man. I had to walk, talk, and think like a man in order to be anything in the world. And I just praise God that he showed me that that was just worldly thinking and that he had a better plan.
Who would you say this book is intended for?
I would say that the book itself could be beneficial to anyone, man, woman, either one. But primarily, I think it is focused towards women who really have a desire to walk in a relationship with God and to have peace, harmony, direction for their lives and their homes and their workplace. I just think that this book is for any woman who wants to live her life to the fullest.
How much is responsible for the destruction of the family unit in regards to the inequities given towards women?
Well, it's kind of like a, how would I describe it? I guess it would be kind of like if you were building a car and you didn't put any brakes on it. All you did was put a gas pedal. It's going to run into a wall, and it's going to destruct. When you've got two people vying for the leadership position in a family, it's bound to destruct. There has to be a design, a path, a pattern. There has to be a leader. There has to be a follower, and those two work together in the family unit. I firmly believe that a lot of the anger, the destruction, the divorce comes from not having godly order in the house. And part of that, a big part of that, is having a submissive woman.
We've got about a minute left, perhaps a closing remark or two, something you'd like to address that hasn't been covered during the interview.
I just feel like this is the time to bring a book like this out. I would think that it would be a good Bible study, a good book club read. I just want people, when they read it, to ask for God's guidance and understanding and how to apply what he says to their lives.
The name of the book, Submission, is not a four-letter word, a real-life guide to God's plan for women. It's published by Zulon, and our guest has been Sheila Llewellyn. And any more books on the way, Sheila?
As a matter of fact, there is. I wrote down an outline last week, and it's tentatively titled, Put on Your Knee Pads, We're Getting Ready for Battle. And it's about looking around. I see the heroin epidemic. I see murder, shootings in the streets. And we're putting together programs for addressing these things, but we're not getting to the real enemy, and that's Satan. Satan's going to find a gap any place he can, and he's going to use it against God's people.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Sheila Llewellyn, we'll take a break and come back with our next guest. We'll go to finance, how to retire with enough money, and how to know what enough is. This is Stu Taylor.
To an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
Hello, I'm Brian Tracy. I have written 52 books. I've spoken to more than 5 million people in 55 countries. And I can tell you that Stu Taylor is one of the very finest authorities on business and personal success in America today. When you listen to his show and take notes, you'll get yourself a college education in practical, street smart things that you can do to be more successful in any business.
All right, we're going to talk about how you can achieve your financial objectives in life. Joining us right now is Teresa Ghilarducci. She's an expert on retirement, pensions, personal savings, and the Bernard L. and Irene Schwartz Chair in Economic Policy Analysis at the New School for Social Research. There's lots more on her resume, but in the interest of time, she is also the author of Labor's Capital and When I'm 64. Love that Beatles book. How to retire with enough money and how to know what enough is. A clear answer in 116 pages. Hardcover Workman. Teresa, welcome.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, this is always the big question. You know, to some people, you can be labeling them as millionaires when they have that actual amount. Others think they're very wealthy when they've got a couple of $1,000. However, I think the one thing that a lot of people do not calculate is how much money they're going to need after retirement in order to survive. Is there a certain formula?
Yeah, so if you are approaching retirement age and you spend about $50,000 a year, you're going to need to supplement your Social Security about $400,000. So the formula is 8 times what you spend.
All right. And
that's a lot, right?
It really is. And these are incredibly difficult times. I could cite all the statistics about unemployment, salary, people who are on food stamps, et cetera. It's an incredible society. And I think what's happening right now with the low return on people who reach senior citizen age, and we have more and more, is that what do they do in order to increase their income? Because the typical ways for them to bring in enough money on CDs, other things, is just not there today.
Let's talk to the people who are retired or approaching retirement. They have a little bit of a nest egg. I wrote this book because a lot of people are getting ripped off. In fact, most people are getting ripped off. And times are tough, returns are low, and the way to make your money grow or to preserve, the capital you have is to make sure you don't get ripped off. So first of all, fire your financial advisor who says that his, and usually him, his advice is free. It's not free. You wouldn't go to a doctor who said, hey, my advice is free, but take this pill. It's good for you. You wouldn't trust that. You would think that the doctor was in cahoots with a drug company. And this is what's happening with your financial advisor, is actually getting a kickback from these financial products. So fire your so-called free and friendly financial advisor and move all of your money into index funds. They charge a fraction of the fees of other kind of actively managed accounts. And that's the only way you're going to actually preserve your capital in a 1% or 2% environment.
Yeah, I like that. It's good advice. Even though one size doesn't fit all, certain basics in the asset allocation. Big problem. We talk about Social Security running out. Big political debate about it. What's the best advice on Social Security? Take it when you're eligible or wait?
Sorry to interrupt you, Stu.
No, you didn't.
So the best advice about Social Security is, one, know that it will be there. It's a very strong politically and economic system, but you got to pay attention to your voting power. That's an asset, too, and make sure you vote for politicians that will expand and strengthen those systems. When you reach retirement age, Medicare and Social Security is worth about $1 million. But here's my strategy to make your, your money grow in when you're retired, is if you haven't already collected Social Security, delay collecting Social Security. For almost all people, delay collecting will maximize your lifetime wealth. If you delay collecting from 62 to 70, you don't take it at 62, but you wait until 70, your lifetime benefit will be over 35% higher. That means it's inflation indexed at 35% higher, and for your surviving spouse or your spouse, it's that much higher. So every single month, every single year that you delay collecting Social Security, you get a much higher benefit. It's the best.
However, there are exemptions on this. People who desperately need the money and can't support themselves. That's one. Are there any other reasons or rationale for doing it?
If you know you're going to die, in a year or two, and most people don't. If you're really sick and you have no dependents, then take it when you can. I have a lot of relatives and friends that need every penny they have at 62, but most people don't. They can maybe get a part-time job, live off your 401k and your IRA, spend those assets first, and then collect your Social Security. So I think a lot of people don't realize that you could actually spend down your IRA and your 401k, and that's an investment if you delay collecting your Social Security.
Yeah, it's always the big issue here, and it depends what mortgage rates are. Again, what your situation is. Everybody's in a different one. Do you pay off your mortgage or not?
Absolutely. First of all, it's a no-brainer not to have any kind of debt, whether that be credit card or car debt. But paying off your mortgage is like saving for retirement. I mean, people should not think of their house as an ATM. You don't take any more home equity loans. You should think of your house as your retirement fund. So if you're middle class and you approach retirement with all of your debts paid off, including your mortgage and your Social Security, you're going to be actually, much more comfortable than if you still have that mortgage payment. So paying off your mortgage is a form of saving. And Stu, that if you don't pay the bank and you pay yourself, it's probably the highest rate of return you can get in this market.
No doubt about it. And this is right on target. It's not off target. But the issue of maintaining your good health not only prevents all of the expenses you're going to have, but gives you a much longer, fruitful, fulfilled life in order to generate returns from your income.
That's exactly right, Stu. If you have strong muscles around your weak bones, or you have strong bones and you have a waist size, your weight is within normal life, you may be able to actually have a little part-time job. You also avoid all those expenses that come with chronic disease, all those extra co-pays, all those doctor visits, all those drugs. So I don't give bathing suit advice, when I say keep your weight down and your exercise up. I'm really giving financial advice. And that's something that's just come out of, decades of talking to people and helping them through their retirement planning, is to know that people in good health are in better financial shape.
All right. There's lots more in here. It's actually 116 pages. And I will tell you, it is put in simple, understandable language. So when you see this book, you're not going to say, forget it. You'll read it. It's How to Retire with Enough Money and How to Know What Enough Is. Teresa Giliducci, the book published by Workman. Teresa, thanks for the great advice. This is Steve Taylor.
Hey, Stu, just a minute. Did you like the book? What did you think of it?
I think it's great.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan, chairman of the Reagan Group and the Reagan Legacy Foundation. You know, when I'm in Boston or when I want to be on radio, I'm with Stu Taylor. You should be with Stu also. Have a great day.
All right, joining us now in continuing our little business flow here is William R. Seagraves. He is the president and founder of Catch Fire Funding. It specializes in helping aspiring business owners make the leap from the restraints of corporate America to discover the freedom that small business and franchise ownership can provide. Again, entrepreneurship. The book is Be Your Best Boss, Reinvent Yourself from Employee to Entrepreneur, and it is published by Peregrine Paperback. Well, welcome, Bill. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Stu. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like taking an introvert, and I mean, I'll raise this as a question. Is it like taking an introvert and making an extrovert out of them? Not all of us are meant to be entrepreneurs. So who is the book for? What are the qualifications, both from a training standpoint and from a generic standpoint, in making that transfer?
Well, the book is targeted towards that experienced career person, somebody who's put in 10, 15, 20 years. Leverage the experience that the employers provided you, all of the personal management, financial management, business planning skills that you've built up over the last 15, 20 years, and applying that towards something for yourself.
So what are the steps? I mean, this should be a building process while you are in corporate America and have a job. How do you go about thinking about it when you've got to make sure that you fulfill the necessities and the requirements of what you're doing?
Well, I think many, many people have in the back of their mind the goal or the desire to be in business for themselves. So I find that there's a passion for some folks. There's some unfulfilled need. People reach a point in their careers where they're no longer satisfied, or they're beginning to feel an uncertainty of where their career is going. And it's at that point where I think people seriously consider going into business ownership.
I think in society, I'm sure you'll agree that there is an underutilization of people who reach retirement or Social Security age when they're healthy and they're active and people are working longer. Where do they fit, and what kind of discrimination is against that segment of the population?
Well, I think as the corporate America is looking at the bottom line, they're always looking for ways, can we get it done cheaper with younger folks? And so there's just a natural progression out of the workforce for the older working American today.
We look at, you know, and there's a lot of good advice and bad advice on buying a business. What, and I've seen many cases of people having to take the businesses back. It sounds great when it begins with, are people buying it and bankrupting the business? What are some of those warning signs that are up?
Well, the number one warning sign that I see for folks that are not going to be successful in business is looking at a business and buying it on its sex appeal, so to speak. They are reviewing one of the business magazines or visiting one of the business-focused websites, and they see the top 50 or top 500. They begin to peruse down through that and say, oh, I like that product or I like that service. Part of the information in the book really goes to coach them that it is more about what's the day in the life of the business owner and what that experience is. Do you want to be standing behind the counter? Most people aren't successful doing that and you know, praying that somebody's going to come in the door. You really need to find a business where you can be engaged, you can be inspired to go out and do the rainmaking for the business. And it's not always that sexy deal. I have consulted and watched people grow some very successful non-business. It could be a painting business or a window cleaning business, which are on the sex appeal scale way down on the far end of it. I've certainly seen people that have been very successful and have come up with a grand idea, and they've been able to communicate that and promote it, and it does become the next big thing in the industry. But it's all about the experience and what's going to drive the business owner to be successful.
What I'm going to say is a generalization, of course. We don't have time for an elongated conversation about it, but what are some of the skill sets that may be different for an entrepreneur and similar from people who have moved on from the corporate world to utilize those? Some people say, oh, I don't think I can do that. It requires a whole different set of skills.
Well, most people, at least that are employed in for-profit America, are actively engaged in a business. You're promoting somebody else's goals and ambitions and moving them forward and at some level helping enrich them. I think those same skills are directly attributable to being a business owner in America today.
People tend to fear what they don't have knowledge on, and a lot of people aren't utilizing the self-directed 401ks. Is fear or ignorance, what's the big reason that that's not used more?
I purely think it is just exposure to the concept. The traditional thought process in America is retirement dollars are purely for retirement plan purposes, and the only outlet for investment options is to direct those towards traditional Wall Street investments. And the whole financial world is really driven towards channeling those monies that direction. The self-directed 401k gives people an opportunity to redirect their retirement dollars towards something that is less than traditional, but at least less than traditional from their mindset. But the concept of a corporate employee participating in a corporate 401k and buying employer stock is really well-founded, and most, probably 60% of Americans have actually established that or participated in that over their career. The Apple computer employee participated in the Apple computer 401k can buy Apple stock. The self-directed 401k is simply the redirection of that towards an entrepreneurial setting where our clients, as owners of their business, participating in their corporate 401k plan, can direct an investment in their business.
So many people, young people especially, go through a whole series of bosses, and there's always an experience that is intimidating. It is oppressive. And I think that's an advantage that people can take when they go into their own business. I know it's tough to reason with when you're doing it. It's like getting the medication for an hour going through a surgical procedure. You just have to go through it. It's kind of the same in business, isn't it?
It is. It is. The being under a boss experience, I think over the years, you begin to develop a bit of a thick skin. And that thick skin can certainly be your benefit when you decide it's time to move on and take control of your career through business ownership.
Joining us, William C. Graves. He's the president and founder of Catch Fire Funding. Bill, how do you go about recognizing the business that's best for you? I always say, and anybody who with a little bit of knowledge will say, do something because you love it and you have skills, not because you're going into it just to make money. The money will come.
Absolutely. Well, the best skills, that really goes back to my previous comment about it's about the day in the life of the business owner. I coach people, you want to have a very diversified discovery process. Discovery meaning that you're exploring different business opportunities. You want to look at some very different businesses, different business owner experiences, and contrast and compare. You don't want to just, I want to be in the sandwich business, and you look at three different brands of sandwiches. That's not a diversified discovery process. You want to say, let's look at the business sector. Let's see if we can find a small marketing business. Let's see if we can find a manufacturing business. And let's contrast and compare. What's the owner do from day to day? What is he doing to drive his business and then overlay your personality, your skill set against all of those and kind of pick and choose? And many times it's an iterative deal. You pick out three or four sectors learn what those experiences are going to be like, and then pick the best attributes of each of those and go back to the drawing board and say, well, maybe it's a whole different sector that I should have been looking at. I just didn't realize it at the time.
People start out angel investing, venture capital, institutional investing, bootstrap family. What's the proper way to go about starting a business? And then you get so many people, it's a two-part question, so many people start one up and they just have misunderstood how they should keep their funds under wraps and don't blow it all.
Well, absolutely. I certainly find that the individual that has had to scrimp and save and scratch and claw for the financial foundation that they need.
Got about 15 seconds, 10 seconds.
Oh, I apologize. Those are the ones that are going to be more successful. The ones that start with a big pot of money, they burn through it too fast. And,
all right,
they're likely to burn out.
Be your best boss, Bill C. Graves. Buy the book, Reinvent Yourself from Employee to Entrepreneur. Thanks so much, Bill. This is Steve.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world.
world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is David Faber from CNBC. Love those questions from Stu Taylor. Always does a great interview.
All right, back for our fourth guest of the hour. It's been, as I said, it was going to be a busy day, and apologize to those who wanted to hear about last night's debate, but I will get to it. It won't be today, though. Joining us right now is Dennis Rowe, R-O-W-E. His book is Promises, and it's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, TatePublishing.com. Congratulations on your book, Dennis. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. So give us a sense of what the book is about and why you wrote it.
I wrote the book. The book kind of grew inside of me from the seeds of stories that I had heard from my mother and father about what their life was like as they were growing up. And I just started making notes about those stories, and it occurred to me that, I think this would be a really good story to tell. So, it covers a period of time from the Great Mississippi River Flood of 1927 through the Great Depression and World War II, and what the obstacles that they had to go through and overcome. This took place down in the southeast Missouri, an area called, some people refer to as the Boot Heel. It's a very poor rural area, and so, those are some. The story involves my future mother and father, how they came together as refugees of the flood in a schoolhouse that had been built as recently finished, and it became the shelter for all the flood victims to kind of recover in for a while until the floodwaters subsided. And then as the story continues, they go through many more obstacles, and they get separated, and they eventually, by a turn of events, meet up again, and eventually they become married. So it's a story about ordinary people who have many things to deal with, and based on their faith in God and perseverance and a commitment to their families and all, they are able to overcome those obstacles. And I think it's a very inspirational story.
Dennis, there's this feeling that we have technology, better health care, so many things that have improved society. But there was a sense of family togetherness through even disasters like this that made those times in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s better times. There was more character. There was more family cohesion. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I do. I do, absolutely. You know, just last December of this of 2015, just during Christmas and the New Year, we here in the St. Louis area had some major flooding going on here. And, you know, it's a different time and a different era, but you can still respect the what the people went, what the people who were affected by that had to go through. They were just devastated. And it was nothing compared to the flood of 1927, which covered about seven states and went all the way from Cairo, Illinois, to the Gulf of Mexico.
How come we don't hear much about that?
I think back in those times, there was a different emphasis on life.
We don't hear much about this in the news, though. You know, it's somewhat new information for me as well. Why is that? Is it that it's become inconsequential in the minds of historians or people who want to document it because it was so far back and it just didn't have that real panache of flavor? Do you have an answer to that?
Well, I think we've become a culture mostly of excitement and expectations, and everything has got to be, you know, bigger than life. My book doesn't have any explosions or, you know, alien creatures or, you know, things like that. It's just about, it's a love story, basically, you know, about ordinary people. But I think that today, you know, today in our times, we have come to have, things have to be bigger and greater, and it seems like the relationships between people and have suffered from that, I think.
How difficult was it to do the research for this book?
It was very difficult, and it took me some time to do it. I had to change it from an epic proportions down to a smaller story covering a shorter period of time. People who I've shared the book with who have read it have told me that it's very poignant to them, and they've shed quite a few tears in reading it. But it was, and I do too myself when I go back and look at some of the material and some of the things that they had to go through. It's amazing to me.
See, what kind of response have you gotten from your family on this?
Well, I was an only child, and my father was the oldest of nine siblings. And part of the poignancy of the story is that his father, they were involved in construction and logging and dredging down by the Mississippi River. His father was killed in an accident there when he was only 16 years old. And so he became obliged to help his mother and to care for the rest of his family. And so he had to go through a lot of growing up really quickly. And but that's a sad, some of the things that they had to go through there were very, very sad. When I go back, when I did the research on it and reread the stories that they had told, I've cried some tears myself.
What's next for you? Another book?
I hope so. I'm preparing some notes on a lot of the people who have read the book say, well, you know, I want to know what happens next. So it may be somewhat of a sequel, but I am working on some other material. Yes, I hope so. I hope to be able to get that completed. I'm currently make my living still as a dentist, so I don't have a whole lot of.
All right. Thanks very much. Great story. Dennis Rowe. The book is Promises, published by Tate Publishing. It's been great having you on, Dennis. Thank you all for joining me. We'll see you back here on our next go-around. This is Stu Taylor.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.